The best station on the planet.
Mix 107.7 and MyMix107.7.com. That's Katy Perry, California Girls, here on your hit music station. Hopefully, I wonder if any more rain's going to hold off or if it's going to hit us. I don't know. It says 50% chance today. We'll have to wait and see. That's the approach I think more weathermen should take. You know what I mean? They're always so certain. They feel like, man, we've got it down. There's a 30% chance and, oh, be on the lookout, and then nothing happens. I would always, as a weatherman, be like, maybe. It's possible. But maybe not also. Just carry an umbrella. All right. Netflix top 10 time coming at you. And I'll tell you what I watched last night. Let me think. What did I watch last night? Yes. Was that last night? Man, my days are mixed up. Here's how it goes. Number 10, The Babysitter's Club. Number 9 is Cocomelon, because always, it's just always going to be Cocomelon. Number 8, The Blacklist. Number 7 is Midnight Mass. It's a really good one. If you're into the Halloween scares, yeah, check out Midnight Mass. Number 6, The Five Juanas. The Five Juanas. Number 5, On My Block. Number 4 is Shameless. Number 3, Dave Chappelle, The Closer. Number 2 is Made. And number 1, Squid Game. Can't wait to get back into Squid Game. I'm telling you, I am ready. So, yesterday, this is funny. Back on track with my days. I watched the original Halloween. And there were a couple of things about it that... Look, it's a 1978 movie. John Carpenter was brilliant, and then he later on went and did The Thing. But I was watching this movie, and it's so strange how you watch first, and then you might watch with a more critical eye. So I'm watching, and there's a scene. It's a famous scene where Jamie Lee Curtis approaches her window in her upstairs bedroom at home. And the first shot is her approaching the window, and it shows her face, looking out the window, and then cuts to outside where there's linens hanging and drying on the clothesline, and there's Michael Myers. All right, he's in, standing in those linens, and it's a great shot. It's an amazing shot, okay, because he's got the white mask. It's a very ghostly figure, but also the blue jumpsuit, the dark blue jumpsuit, so it makes him physically real. You know what I mean? It's a great shot. But then it cuts back to Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's still looking out the window, mind you. And then quickly, very quickly, cuts back outside, and he's gone. Now, for the viewer, it's like, oh, where did he go? But I rewound it, and I was watching, and I was like, Jamie Lee Curtis never, like, turns away. She never looks away. She's looking outside at him the whole time. So for us, the viewer, it's like Michael Myers just disappeared. But for Jamie Lee Curtis as the person in the movie, she would have simply just seen him scurry away. You know what I mean? It was so weird. Then at the end, when she's hiding in the closet, she tries to, like, fool him. You know what I mean? She goes and opens up the balcony door behind her and tries to make it look like, oh, maybe she went out the balcony, and then gets in the closet. The only problem is the whole time she's in the closet, she's like moving around. It just sounds like... And of course, and then the movie, it doesn't even suggest that he was fooled by the outside door. He just walks right up to the closet and is like, I heard you the whole time. You know, she's hiding in this closet and gets in the corner and all you hear is... And I'm like, dude, you're hiding. You got to be more quiet than that.
And now the roundtable discussion with Stevie J and Ivy Lee.
And welcome to the roundtable discussion. I'm Stevie J. Ivy Lee is here. She's somewhere. She's trying to escape is what happened. She's trying to escape. All right.
Try to escape.
There she is. And welcome to the studio, Miss Ivy Lee.
Hi. Hey, we're dressed alike today.
Hey, that's blue and this is green.
We're both in workout clothes is what I'm saying.
That's not dressed alike, though.
Are you wearing workout clothes?
Yeah, but...
I'm wearing workout clothes.
But
that's dressed alike.
Here's the thing. Aren't you wearing spandex pants?
Yes.
I'm not. That's two very different things. You can't be like, hey, we match. And
do you work out in that?
Yeah.
I work out in this workout clothes.
I get that, but if, like, I was in a tuxedo and you were in a ball gown, are we dressed alike?
Yes, because it's formal wear. Duh. Hello.
If you say so. Here's how it goes today. Dear Stevie J, my son is in third grade. He came home from school yesterday and accidentally let it slip that he cheated on an exam. He left his notebook open on the floor under his desk. The teacher didn't see him. I took his video games and TV out of his room as punishment. But should I tell the teacher and rat him out? I'm torn about what to do. But no, I need to teach him a lesson. What would you do if you were me? Yeah, I would tell the teacher. It's third grade. Here's the thing. It's third grade, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You make all the dumb mistakes you learn when you're little, you know? Especially something like this, like third grade. You definitely tell the teacher and make it a learning moment. I mean, I can't imagine that the punishment is going to be more than, well, we have to make you retake the test. Maybe they give him a zero on the test or something. But it's not like this thing is going to just completely derail the kid's future. You know what I mean?
Right. I am from the old school where you cheated and your parents found out about it, or you stole candy from the store down at the corner. You know, you got dragged into classroom and or store in front of the teacher, principal, and or manager by your ear and was told, tell them what you did.
Yep.
Now ask them how you're supposed to fix it. And that was the consequences of my actions.
I agree.
I got dragged into places by my ear when I, that's figuratively, but you know what I mean. You know, when I did something wrong, actions have consequences. Period. End of story.
I remember.
Good or bad actions, you know?
I remember when I was a child, and I mean, I couldn't have been more than 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that because we moved away from this house we were in when I was barely six. So I know that I was probably about 5 years old, but there was a house that was next to us, and I guess thought no one lived there. And I took a baseball bat and beat the windows out of a part of the house.
Right.
And yeah, that's next thing I know, I'm standing there right there in front of the person who owns the house.
Right.
Apologizing and explaining and, you know, everything like that. Which my explanation was, I just wanted to do bad things. You know, like I didn't have a reason. There was literally nothing that pushed me to do it other than I got a bat and that's a window. You know,
right.
Like that's basically what it was. So, yeah. Never broke out any windows after that, you know?
But while we're on stories of this nature, I want you guys to go out and look. Well, you can't do it anymore because you guys don't do this anymore in Texas. A buddy of mine, when he was younger, living in Texas, like 7 or 8, pulled the inspection sticker, the year sticker, off of license plates in his neighborhood.
That's weird.
When they would put he said they were shiny, they were green, they were pretty, they were easy to, they just peeled
them
right off. So I started to, in the neighborhood, they had the year on them, I thought it was cool, and I put them in my notebook. I said, how many? He said, 20.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, it's just, then he had to go and take all the stickers back to everybody whose cars he took them off of.
Yeah.
You know, and that was neighbors that he had to live with, his consequences he had to live with the rest of his life. Teach your kids, no matter what you decide to do, teach your kids that actions have consequences.
Midway to the weekend.
It's Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits, here on your hit music station, Mix 107.7, in my mix, 107.7.com. Time for your trending topics, brought to you by Sonic Drive-In, your morning drink stop, Monday through Sunday from 6 to 10 a.m. Large drinks are only 99 cents.
Trending now.
On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right, so a couple of things I found. Jeopardy champion Matt Amodio tells CNN that he is not planning to spend any of his $1.5 million that he won on the show. He says, quote, "I'm going to say my goal is to not touch a penny of that anytime soon." So there you go. Very cool. Yeah, save that money. All right. So, we got this covered, says Chris Hemsworth is in talks to return for not one, not two, but three more Thor movies. He has played the character since 2011 for a decade, and I gotta say, I'm very excited about the new Thor movie, set to come out in 2022, Love and Thunder, I believe it's called. Yeah, very, very excited about that. All right. And then there's this, and I don't know how many of you are into the sports world and into the NFL world. Uproxx says EA Sports is removing John Gruden from the Madden 22 video game. He was replaced with just a generic figure of a coach. EA says they are removing Gruden because of his, well, again, if you've been in the loop, his racist, homophobic, misogynistic statements that he's made in emails across the league, which, yeah, that is looking at being possibly a bigger issue for the NFL. But there is one particular guy in the NFL who stepped up and made a tremendous statement on it. It's LA Chargers coach Brandon Staley. Here is part of what he had to say.
You know, kindness and lifting people up and respecting people you don't know. I just think that, you know, that's such a big part of our thing here is listening to people and learning about people, because I think what you'll discover is that we have so much more in common than not.
And I would agree. So that's Brandon Staley, coach of the LA Chargers. And yeah, we don't talk about sports too much, but I thought that this was an important enough topic that branches away from sports, really, and is part of a bigger conversation, that I wanted to point it out. And I wanted to share Coach Staley's words with you. And he talks about the importance of trust and respect and how difficult those two things are to come by in this day and age. But we should do them anyway. And I thought that was definitely share-worthy. Back to the music. We've got Tate McRae. We've got Smash Mouth on the way right here on your hit music station. Mix 107.7 in mymix107.7.com. Good morning.
When I met you in
Mix 107.7 in mymix107.7.com. Good morning. Thanks for waking up and hanging out with the Mix Morning Show with me, your host, Stevie J. A beautiful Thursday. I say it's beautiful. Some of you are going to be like, but it's raining, but it's nasty, it's ugly, it's muggy, it's wet, it's dirty. No, it's not. It's still a beautiful day. Just got to put your mind in the right place, I'm telling you. About to get to our What the Facts this morning, but first I want to tell you, easttexasradio.com. That's where you go for the big deal store. Get a discount on everything in the store. Why wouldn't you? If you're headed to that place, go ahead and save a little money. EastTexasRadio.com. All right. So our What the Facts this morning. This one's worrisome. This one, you know, a couple of years ago, I bought a house. 2019, November of 2019, just in time for the pandemic, of course. But I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was making a great investment. And I am. I'm still very confident in that. Make no mistake about it. But the origins of the word mortgage actually come from a French legal term from the Middle Ages that means death pledge or death contract. Yeah. That one makes me a little uneasy. I'm looking around like, why'd y'all call it that? Well, tell me, what'd you say that for? I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
It's Friday.
This is how we do it.
We're about to get to a great, great list. I'm telling you, it's survey time. And this list is one of my favorites because you know what I'm doing here in October. Yeah, one scary movie every day. Last night it was Insidious. And I love Insidious. I think it's one of the more unique scary movies. Just such great ideas. Especially when you consider that there's some not quite uniqueness to it. It's a haunted house movie, right? We've all seen haunted house movies. But it takes a great, great turn. So that's what we're going to do today is horror movies. That's right, horror movies. Oh, man. All right, this is a Rotten Tomatoes list, so you know it's legit. Coming in at number 10, it's the top 10 horror movies. Oh, It, the remake, by the way. Do you know what the biggest difference between the original and the remake is? Runtime. It, the remake, 2 hours and 14 minutes. It, the original, 3 hours and 3 minutes. That is terrifying. All right, number 9 is, in fact, Insidious. That's right, one of my favorites. Number 8, one of the more underrated scary movies, is Sinister. You talk about disturbing. Number 7, Halloween. One that we've been talking about, and of course, I love Halloween. Such a fantastic movie. Number 6, The Ring. And I always love to share my little tidbit. The girl who plays the main character in The Ring, Samara. The girl who plays her also does the voice of Lilo in Lilo and Stitch. How about that? Number 5, the original 1974 Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I gotta say, the 70s were a fantastic time for horror. Number 4, from 1980, The Shining. Here's Johnny. Had a chance to go visit the Shining Hotel, or the Stanley Hotel, rather. And it is, yeah, vibey. I'm telling you, it's a creepy place. Very old, very, you know, that kind of setting from way back when. And it is just creepy. Number 3, The Conjuring. The Conjuring. Thought to be probably the best horror movie in the horror universe of the past 20 years or so. So, yeah, I can see that. Number 2, Hereditary. This is an interesting choice because so many have hoisted Ari Aster's film as one of the greats of all time. We just talked about how The Conjuring is one of the greatest of this generation, of this era, but Hereditary from 2018, yeah, a lot of people really love it. And at number 1, The Exorcist, again, from the 1970s. And I gotta say, there's some things I would tweak on the list personally myself, but all in all, The Exorcist would have certainly been at the very top.